and welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. It's still victory time, so we got to talk about the game balls. And Eddie Lacy gets the game ball for the offense. Wow, what an impressive performance, like we've talked about.
Excellent night against the Vikings. You know, went over 100 yards for the first time this year, and I thought he did a great job of putting his foot down and really tearing up the second level.
Mike, I thought your defense did a heck of a job of playing fast and hard. Nobody played any faster and harder than Morgan Burnett. He was all over the field.
Definitely. I mean, his tackle production and just the way, you know, he was feeling, particularly early in the game, as far as the commitment to stopping the run. You know, Morgan's, he's having a heck of a year, and that was definitely a big night for him.
Second week in a row, I believe, Sean Richardson gets the special teams game ball.
Sean's playing lights out on special teams. I mean, he's clearly, I mean, it's every week where there's either a play that he's part of or obviously winning two game balls back-to-back. So he's having a great year so far.
Mike, did Tim Mastay finish second in the voting? I mean, 50-yard gross, 45 net, and five inside the 20. I mean, he had a heck of a night, too.
Well, we have more than three balls that we pass out, you know, and we always wait till Saturday. That's kind of our team meeting. So I think there may be something in there for Tim.
That's good to hear. Mike, quicker start the last two games. Is there any magic wand formula to that, or is that something that you stressed?
Offensively, we practice the first seven calls of the game, you know, both Friday and Saturday. So, I mean, we're just executing and, you know, playing a little better the last 2 weeks.
Mike, here's another one of those things that's kind of floating around sometimes, is that you guys score so fast. Is that any kind of an issue? I mean, do you ever think those thoughts?
Let's hope it continues to be an issue. I mean, it's about getting the ball in the end zone, you know, and if we can keep going that fast and, you know, hopefully just get rid of a couple of these three and outs, we could maybe put a few more in there.
So. All right. That's well put. Next up, we'll get you ready for the Miami Dolphins. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Mike McCarthy's wardrobe supplied by Montopoly.
And welcome back on the final segment of the Mike McCarthy Show. Mike, it's an uncommon opponent, the Miami Dolphins, but somebody you know very well, head coach Joe Philbin.
Definitely. Joe's a dear friend and obviously was a big part of our success here in Green Bay. He's doing a great job down there in Miami. This is a big game for both teams. I think anytime you get in that second quarter of the season, you know, teams need to start to separate themselves and we need to have a good week of preparation, drink a lot of water and hydration. We'll be at a premium come Sunday afternoon.
The fact that Joe spent a lot of time with you and with the Green Bay Packers, any kind of a factor at all as you prepare for Miami?
Well, I mean, Joe knows, you know, our process and the way we go about things, but, you know, your team changes really so much year to year, just from a standpoint of personnel. Scheme-wise, it's always evolving. So, you know, Joe's doing some different things, you know, offensively this year, and he did last year, and his defense is playing very well. So, I think it really comes down to football will always be football.
Mike, good luck in Miami.
Thank you, Lance.
All right. We'll get you in. Talk to you after the Dolphins game. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show. Thanks for watching, everybody.